Ladies and gentlemen, here he is live from the Weather Center, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. Live in living color and just, you know, like my flowers out in the gardens, just wilting because of so much rain.
Well,
and humidity. This is not good for them, Mr. Miles.
I'm looking at the radar, and I see a bunch of radar to our south and to our west. That looks like it's coming our way.
Yeah, there'll be times of showers and thunderstorms today. There'll also be times of a little bit of hazy sun breaking through, and it's sticky, middle 80s. A shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out at times overnight, but, of course, the coverage much less extensive, low 70s. Hazy and sticky, showers and thunderstorms. Later Thursday, again on Friday, and Saturday. In the mid-80s, Thursday and Friday, upper 80s Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, low 90s, with a late-day thunderstorm. And this kind of weather will continue next week.
Now, what I really need to know for our Robin Hood Radio NPR girls who are heading out to be at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, basically from 10 o'clock until in the morning till 10 o'clock every evening. We'll have a booth there where there'll be clothes from the Bargain Barn where people can get, and that all that money, all those proceeds are donated to our nonprofit radio, Tri-State Public Communications, which operates the radio station, the Bargain Barn, and our local access TV station. So, are the days going to be washouts, or are they going to be like just every once in a while a thunderstorm?
No, Friday, there's a 30% chance during the day, increasing to a 60% chance by late day. That is on Friday.
Of thunderstorms.
Of showers or thunderstorms.
Okay.
Showers or thunderstorms. Thunderstorms more likely late day. Then on Saturday, the chances are higher. They're closer to 60% throughout the day. And on Sunday, the chances are lower. Only about 30% by late in the day. So out of the 3 days you just asked for, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Sunday would offer the less probability of rain and not nearly as extensive.
But it's not going to be like just plain miserable the whole time, is it?
Well, it's going to be very humid, so it's not going to be comfortable. And you're looking at temperatures mid-80s and the humidity up there, so very uncomfortable. And if the sun comes out, you're in the sun, it's going to be even more uncomfortable.
All right. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about lousy rainy. You know, it's not going to be like just like a continual rain.
There's no continuous rain in this forecast.
Yeah, that's the good part of it.
Yeah. But you know, again, you could be set up with a nice booth Saturday, and it could be hazy sun at 12 noon, and then at 2 o'clock, it could pour for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, That's okay. They're being paid the big bucks for this.
Okay. All right.
And they got a 4x4. You know, we got our Jeep that's going to go up there. So if it gets muddy, they'll be able to get in and out with no problem.
Okay. So. All right. So you got that all covered. And again, I don't see any change in the forecast. In fact, I would say at least through Wednesday of next week, no change. I'm looking for temperatures flirting with 90 degrees right through Wednesday of next week. High humidity and still a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day.
Well, it's August.
It's August. And this meant, you know, I don't like this weather. But what's nice is I put the cursor over the line, hazy, humid, showers, thunderstorms. Copy. I press copy. And then I go to the next one.
Paste.
This is very easy. It's boring. It's boring to me, but it's easy as far as my workload goes. So that's the name of the game. Now, today, we are under the risk of severe weather. Okay? It extends from the Berkshires through the Connecticut-New York border down through northern New Jersey. From that line westward, we are under a slight risk of severe thunderstorms with strong damaging winds and the possibility of hail.
Hail no.
Yes, hail no. Talking about that, it's time to ask Marshall.
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
This is not, now this is not a technical question. This is Marshall's opinion. And I could just look at our listeners right now and say, boy, Pat, you are a dump. And I will admit it. Back in April, I had my windows done. Do you remember that vaguely?
Yes.
And all the windows done. Told you they did it one day. Beautiful job. And the guy that was putting them in, I was telling him about our doors, which were never, ever properly installed when we paid for those, a nice little penny. And he says, let me talk to a friend of mine. I'll call a friend of mine. He said, and see what he says. And he comes back to me, goes, friend of mine said that there is a kit that we could buy to adjust both of these doors so that you don't have a draft coming in. I said, okay. He goes, the kit is $300. So, okay. And he says, and I could do it for you. He said, I'll do both doors, the entry and the back door, the French doors. He said, it will cost you $700. So, okay. He goes, I won't be able to do it until I get back off my cruise in early May. Huh. I said, okay, fine. He says, but I will need the money now. It's got to be cash. Okay. So I ran out, got him the cash, gave him the $700. Pat, you're stupid. Go ahead, say it. It's still not done.
You just paid. All you did was pay for his cruise.
Thank you. I texted him last week, and he called me back. And he said, I'm waiting for the company. It's not his company. Said, I'm waiting for the company to schedule me in your area so that I could hop over there and do it. He's in 609 area code, which I think is central southern New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's where he is. I said, so when will you find out? He said, well, Tuesday, just yesterday. He said, I get the schedule every Tuesday. He said, now find out. He said, I know it's not going to be this week, but it could be next week. So I texted him yesterday. I still did not hear from him. Do I begin to get up, or do I wait one more week to see if he comes through?
When did you pay him the money?
April.
It's time to begin to get tough.
All right. So I think I'm just going to text him quickly today, and I'll say, listen, I don't want this to get ugly, but if you do not make an effort in the next week to come and repair my doors, I will call your employer, and I will also sit down on the internet, and your employer will not like it.
Or ask him for the $700 back.
Or you could refund my $700 back, unless he's going to try to lie about it and say, we never gave him the money.
Well, you've got the bank withdrawal date, so.
Yeah, so.
That's what I think. Marshall. I think it's time to get tough. It's been over 4 months.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Come on.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I was being unreasonable.
You can get tough nicely and say, hey, listen, it's been over 4 months. If you can't do it, just send me back my money and I'll understand. If you can do it, I want you to do it starting next week. If you can't do it starting next week, I've got somebody willing to do it. That's what you say to him.
He said it won't take him long at all.
Yeah. Well, just be nice
to him. Hopping over here. That's
just say, hey, listen, it's been 4 months. If you can't do it and you can't get the time in the next week to do it, just send me back my money. That's okay, because I've got somebody willing to do it right away.
Okay. And lesson to be learned, folks. When they tell you something like this, give them half and tell them the other half will be given to them upon completion of the job.
There you go. And never give them the full amount of money when you know they're going on a cruise.
Thank you. Yeah, for all we know, he doesn't even have the kit, right?
That's right.
And he's stalling.
He was thinking on that cruise. He's rolling that dice at the cruise casino. Thank you, Pat Pagano.
Right. Right. Yep.
All right, Pat. Let me know how it works out.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.